And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A few moments ago, after Claudia Vincent told everyone backstage about her elopement with Oliver Wilson and her bitter discovery that he was a fortune hunter like herself, there was general pandemonium at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. On hearing Claudia's words, Julia Dixon, secretary to wealthy Rupert Barlow, who is the financial backer of the play in which Larry Noble is starring, fainted, and Mary has sent everyone out of Larry's dressing room while she tries to revive Julia. Right now, a short time later, Claudia and Oliver meet near the wings on stage.
You fool! You stupid fool, Claudia! Why couldn't you keep still?
Why should I? And let you get away without any trouble at all? After what you did to me? Do you think I'll stand around quietly and let you run off with Julia Dixon?
And what about you? How do you think your devoted Larry Noble is going to feel about you now, when he knows that you turned right around and eloped with me after he'd told you and gone to all the trouble to get you into that beastly play of his?
I don't care, Oliver. You ruined my stage career anyhow. I knew that as soon as I got out there on the stage tonight, I was so nervous and unstrung that I really shouldn't have gone on. And it's all your fault. And then on top of it all, you had the nerve to come backstage and stand there smirking at me, with Julia Dixon adoringly at your side. I tell you, it was too much.
And so you had to give the whole show away.
And suppose I hadn't, Oliver, what then? You'd have run away, leaving me to untangle this mess. Well, I don't mean to let you get away with it.
You fool. You bungled this whole show. Now I'll have a very devil of a time getting Julia Dixon to understand me.
And what about me? But I don't suppose that matters.
Matters? You? Of course not. I couldn't be less interested in what becomes of you.
Now be careful, Oliver. Don't run your luck too far.
You call it luck that I married you, only to find that you were penniless?
And I thought you were the son of a wealthy family.
I haven't had two coppers to rub together all my life. And I don't intend to go on like that. If you hadn't bungled everything, I'd be on my way back to Bermuda now with Julia Dixon.
Come down, isn't it, Oliver? After the money you thought you'd married.
What of it? Julia at least has her savings, and as long as they last,
you
who knows?
Beast. You filthy little swine. How I loathe you.
Do you suppose that matters to me? Not a bit. You've cooked your own goose by giving the whole story away.
Well, if I have, at least I've got the satisfaction of showing you up for what you are. You won't have a chance with Julia after this, nor with anyone else.
Now, don't you be too sure, my pet. I can be very persuasive when the occasion warrants. You should know that.
Stop that.
And I have the advantage over you in years, too, Claudia, my dear. It helps no end, you know. No wonder you were so quick to jump at the chance to marry me at your age, with your diminishing prospects.
Claudia, I've looked all over for you.
I went to get a glass of water, Larry.
Rot. She came in the wings to storm and rage at me, now that she knows she's burned all her bridges.
Tell me the truth, Claudia. Is there anything to this story?
Yes, Claudia, tell the truth.
Keep still about Oliver, do you understand? I don't want to hear another word from you.
But you shall. You shall. Now that you've started this mess, let's finish it off in rare fashion.
You haven't answered me, Claudia. Did you actually run off and marry this man?
Oh, Larry. Larry, I thought he had lots of money. I was told that he was frightfully rich. And I've had such a terrible struggle. I've never had anything happen as it should.
Rot. You've been trying to hook somebody with pots of money all your life. And you've never made the grade. Right now, you know you haven't much more time. Do you think for one moment I'd be tied to a woman your age if I hadn't thought you were an heiress? What do you take me for?
Stop it, Oliver. Oh, make him stop it, Larry.
That's enough from you, Wilson. Now get out of here.
Oh, so that's how it is. You want to start that all over again, do you? Didn't you find out before that it doesn't pay to rough me up?
Get out, I warn you, and I mean it. Get out right away while you're still healthy.
Do you think you can scare me? Not for a moment. Oh, no, Mr. Larry Noble. You're not good enough. It may be all right in one of your stupid plays. Don't try it on me. Now take your dirty hands off me and get away yourself.
Oh, Larry. Oh, Larry, darling, you hurt. Oh, Larry, answer me.
Yeah, see if you can win him back, Claudia, you fool. See if you can tell more lies to get you another chance.
And Claudia Vincent helps the enraged Larry Noble to his feet. Now, in Larry's dressing room, Rupert Barlow has helped Mary to put Julia Dixon on the couch. After a moment, we hear...
Rupert, I believe she's coming, too.
Well, shouldn't you put her head down below her knees, Mary? That's what I've always been told.
Oh, she'll be all right. Her color's getting better. As soon as she comes, too, I'll give her this drink, and I'm sure she'll be all right.
So this is how the great romance turns out. Oliver Wilson ran off with Claudia Vincent, thinking she was an heiress. Oh, I tell you, Mary, it's priceless.
Rupert, how can you laugh at a time like this?
Well, you must admit it's funny.
I think it's perfectly tragic for poor Julia.
It serves her right for being taken in by such an obvious upstart. I told her so from the beginning, but she wouldn't listen. Oh, no. She knew far too well.
Don't let her hear you say things like that. She's had enough to contend with already.
Well, I told her he was a phony.
She's waking up. Take it easy, Julia. You'll be all right. Now, don't try to sit up too suddenly. Just be quiet for a while.
What happened?
You fainted. But you're going to be all right. Now, just be still.
I fainted. Oh, yes. Now I remember. Now it's all coming back. It was after Claudia said she and Oliver were... Oh, how could he do such a thing?
Well, I told you he was a phony, Julia, from the very beginning. But you were so starry-eyed about him, you wouldn't listen. If this hadn't happened tonight, you might have made a terrible mistake.
I was going to marry him. He wanted me to elope with him, to run away tonight without coming backstage at all.
He was afraid to let you see Claudia.
Why don't you try to forget for a little while, Julia? Just try to rest.
I almost went with him. If Maud Marlowe hadn't come up to us when she did, I'd have left the theater with Oliver Wilson.
And a pretty mess you'd have made of it, Julia. Now I hope you realize that you've had a lucky escape. Try to be more sensible. After all, it's ridiculous to think of a fellow Oliver Wilson's age being head over heels in love with you.
Oh, please, no more.
Rupert, that's a beastly thing to say, particularly right now. Haven't you any feeling for Julia at a time like this?
Well, of course I have. But I think she ought to realize what might have happened.
Oh, Mary, make him go away. I can't stand to hear him sneer at me. I can't stand it.
My dear Julia, I'm not sneering at you, believe me. I'm very deeply disturbed by this disgraceful mess. But at the same time, I must remind you that you've been very reckless and indiscreet.
I tell you, I don't want to hear anymore. I know just what you're going to say. I can't bear it.
Please, Rupert, you're making her worse. Now, please go outside for a little while. Let me try to help Julia till she's a bit stronger.
Well, since you don't wish to hear the truth, I've nothing more to say.
To think that it would come to this. That it was all a lie. I should have known that he didn't love me, that he was just an opportunist.
Julia, don't think about it now. It's all over and done with.
I might have run away with him. He persuaded me that it was the only thing to do. Then I wouldn't have known till later that our marriage wasn't even legal. He'd have tricked me into this and spent the money that I'd saved all these years. Then he'd have run out on me, just as he did with Claudia.
Shh, Julia. It's no good going over it all now. You've had a shock, and you need to rest. Now, Rupert has called for a car, and you can go straight back home to Long Island.
And go back to my old life? Do you think I could do that now? You expect me to move back to my cottage on Rupert's estate at Oyster Bay after this?
But nothing has changed, actually, Julia. You were taken in by a fascinating young man. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. He's obviously used his charm to good advantage all his life. And now you know the truth. You found out in time. Oh, don't you see? Nothing's changed at all.
Oh, how can you say that? When you must know how it would be if I tried to go back to Rupert's place. Do you imagine I could bear to see his superior smile as he silently reminded me what a fool I'd been?
Oh, you're wrong, Julia. You're imagining
that. Oh, no, I know Rupert. Haven't I spent 10 years of my life being in love with him? Devoting him, devoting myself to him in every way. Believing that someday he'd actually keep his promise to marry me. But now I know better. I know that he never will. Oh, certainly not after this. And I don't blame him. Oliver Wilson took away my last chance to be happy.
Julia, after you've had a chance to think this over, you'll realize that you're lucky to be out of it all. You'll be glad to take up your life where you left it.
And have Rupert laugh at me for the rest of that life? Mary, I couldn't stand it. I won't stand it. Oliver Wilson is to blame for this. He's humiliated me before Rupert, before the whole world. He's killed every hope I ever had. I wish he were dead.
Mary shakes her head sadly as she tries to comfort Julia Dixon. She wonders how this horrible night will end. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.